WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
As this season of 30-something started, things seemed to be going well for Elliot Weston. He was back together with his wife, Nancy. Then Nancy was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and had a hysterectomy. And Elliot is having trouble facing it. My guest Timothy Busfield plays Elliot. This is a scene from one of the cancer episodes called Post-Op. Elliot is in a bar with his friend Michael getting drunk.
I can get a new wife, Mike. No problem. I mean, who needs her? She's got stretch marks. She does. She's got stretch marks on her stomach. I mean, I get my life together and she gets cancer. I mean, she wanted me back. She wanted to be this big family thing. And then, bam, cancer. Nice going, Nance.
Let me ask you how you found out about the cancer plot.
Well, it's not, you know, they, if there's anything the actors know about, and it's very little on 30-something, it's what the course of their character is going to take in that season, what might happen or what sort of route they're going to try to lead us in, what direction they're going to lead us in. And I was aware of the cancer storyline at the end of last season. They discussed not discussed it with us for positive feedback, but told us that we may be, you know, involved in a cancer storyline with Nancy. And then when we came back this year, we established it. And I don't look at the scripts until they turn blue. And I know that sounds strange, but what I mean by that is the first draft of a script comes out and it's white. And the next script comes out after the producers have rewritten it, and then it's blue. And often what is lost between the white and the blue is are things that I really love. And so I don't even read the whites anymore. So I don't get the advance notice on what's going to happen until we're just about ready to shoot, when the blue script comes out, which is generally 2 days or a day before we start filming. So that's the closest I get to what's going to go on.
Is Nancy's cancer good or bad for Timothy Busfield's career?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's good for my career, I think, in the respect that the material I get is very strong. The storyline, I feel, is very, you know, it's a very believable storyline. Patty Wettig's work in it, I think, is wonderful. The only bad part, I think, for Tim Busfield's career is that, if they kill Nancy, then you're taking my partner away from me. And she's made me look awful good over the last few years. And working with her has been, the relationship has been wonderful. We set each other up. We know what each other's thinking. We work very well together. And that's a hard thing to find in any business with a partner. And I would hate to lose that. And I think if I lost that, I think hopefully not, but the quality of some of my storylines might go down.
I'm interested in what your take is on the character of Elliot, the character you play in 30-something.
Mm-hmm. My take on Elliot. You mean as far as what he's all about, why he is the way he is, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, is he a nice guy, finally? Is he a jerk underneath?
I think he was always a nice guy and always a jerk. I think that Elliot has always been sort of your basic, to me, your basic man in many ways, in that conditioned to be the breadwinner, the father, from a long line of men that it was probably okay to sleep around, to be the male, the image of being a man. And he did a couple of things that many women perceive as awful and many men perceive as awful, but also there are several men who felt like Elliot was totally in the right in the way he treated Nancy and what he went through, as did several women. So it's a tough one to sort of pigeonhole.
Do you feel that you have to defend the character because you're playing him?
No, I don't. What do you mean, defend him? I'm not defending him. What are you talking about? No, I don't know. I like when I encourage them to make Elliot more of a pig. I like it. My favorite moments are the moments when he asks Nancy, don't you ever shave your legs anymore? That to me, that kind of stuff, I love that. I read it. When I read it, I blushed and I started sweating. I said, I can't believe that I'm going to say this. This is awful. People are going to, they're going to twist and turn, and women are going to hit their husbands, you know, that have said some. I mean, this is going to create a fuss. I love that kind of stuff. That's when the show is at its best, and I like that.
I want to ask you about something that you did before 30-something, and that is Trapper John, M.D. You were Trapper John's son.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know anyone who actually watched the show when you were on?
Terry, that's awful. That's awful. Wait a second. I hope not. You're awful. That was, I knew maybe 9 or 10 people that watched the show, mostly in prisons, I think, because it was the only thing you could watch between 10 and 11. Thank God, you know, I remember when I got Trapper John, and I was excited that it was in its sixth season and that people weren't watching it anymore. Because what, to me, Trapper John represented was not a break, and certainly not, I knew joining a series in its sixth year that I was not going to become some young phenom. The press was done with the show. Nobody in the industry was watching Trapper John anymore. But what I got from Trapper John is I got 39 episodes in front of a film camera and doing basically B-movies, one a week,
uh-huh,
for, you know, 7 days of a shooting schedule in front of a camera. And I got relaxed and very confident in my working process. And I developed a lot of my process. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I mean, there was very difficult to make that show real because you're saying, you know, words with no vowels, you know, with some disease based on some Swedish doctor, who never left his laboratory for 29 years and developed some cure for some disease. So you end up saying things like a patient's tachypnic, you know, with a non-productive cough, and they just came off corticosteroids, and it could be pneumocystis. We need to get him to 100 milligrams meperidine IV stat. I don't know what one of those things means. Don't know where they came from. I don't know how to take. I have to take a pulse in 20 seconds and then talk to somebody and deal with a mother who's crumbling because her child is falling to pieces in front of me. And I'm saying words I don't know and taking a pulse on the wrong side of the thing. I don't know how to pump the thing. I don't know what I'm doing. I had no idea what I was doing on Trapper John.
Well, it gave you an opportunity to work with Pernell Roberts. Had you been a big Bonanza fan, and did you still think of him as Cartwright?
I be honest with you, Adam was always my favorite. I was very honored to be Pernell's son. You know, I look more like Magic Johnson's son than I do Pernell Roberts' son. I don't think there's a lot of similarity there. I don't, you know, that, but it was fun. I learned a lot, actually, from Pernell.
Did you find out why he always wore black on Bonanza?
No, I didn't ask him that. You didn't? Bonanza wasn't the subject to talk about with Pernell. He wasn't real talking about, I mean, there were a couple jokes he would make of Bonanza, but I very seldom talk. I was warned rather early, do not discuss Bonanza with Pernell.
You're hosting a new cable program. It's a special about divorce, and it's about how divorcing, parents should make sure that they're not divorcing their children as well as each other. Now, you're hosting this as someone who had divorced parents, who is divorced himself and remarried, and who plays someone who had left his wife on 30-something. In a way, it's kind of like fostering the connection between you, Timothy Busfield, and your character of Elliot. Do you know what I mean? And I'm wondering how you feel about that.
Well, it doesn't. You know, I'm a little afraid that I will become the the divorce, you know, the father of divorce, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not actually, I'm not too concerned with that. But in knowing that that might be a possibility, that connection would be drawn between my life and Elliot's life, I looked at that and thought about that and thought, what the heck? I think this is real important, what we're trying to say here. And this is more of a personal thing than Elliot. It's more of a personal thing than the Tim Busfield, the actor, and his career. The documentary to me is a very important documentary in that the way it examines divorce. I am, in my personal life, I have a 7-year-old son, Willie, who I have joint custody with, and I have to raise this 7-year-old not being with him. And it's a very delicate, difficult, hard thing to do. And I am very much still a partner with my ex-wife as far as that goes.
How old were you when your parents divorced?
I was 2.
Was as you were growing up, was it an embarrassment that they divorced. This was close to 30 years ago,
yeah,
right? When there
like
weren't many parents divorcing.
Well, you know,
that's what you were led to believe in middle class neighborhoods.
Exactly. I remember my girlfriend when I was 16, coming over to my house and complete tears, and I was like, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And she said, "I just found out my dad had been married before." She had no idea that this had gone on, and I think a lot more people had been divorced in the 50s than we thought. At one point, it just wasn't discussed. It was, I think, more embarrassing for my older sister, who was 10 at the time, because she was more into the peer environment, peer pressure, and I didn't care about my friends. I had no peer pressure. I just knew that Dad wasn't coming home anymore, and I don't even remember most of that. And as I grew up, I just grew up with it, and it was accepted.
Do you think you were more frightened of having a divorce yourself, having been a child who grew up with divorced parents?
I don't think so. No, I think, as a matter of fact, you know, I think it helped me make that decision. It took the pressure off me that I was, you know, ruining a long line of Busfield tradition, you know, and that kind of pressure. I didn't have to live with that. My parents had been divorced, and it was, you know, it was difficult, but it wasn't like I was breaking new ground, I think, which is when it's always the most difficult.
Listen, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Timothy Busfield hosts an upcoming special on Lifetime called Don't Divorce the Children. You can see him regularly on ABC's 30-something.